Hey, this is Russ Dizzer. We're getting ready to start session number 5 in The Rise of Homo Satanus. Listen, this is a series that many individuals are getting involved with, and it is becoming a big project. I don't doubt that we will put more than 55 hours of information up. Let me tell you something, I do this very single day. I do believe that this individual is probably on the earth right now, not manifest to the world, not revealed. The apocalypse of the Anthropos of Anamos, the man of lawlessness, has not yet occurred. But let me say something to you. Whether you're a New Ager, psychic, remote viewer, whether you're just out there, maybe an atheist, listen, all around the world there's all kinds of things, and we can be involved in all kinds of things. We can be an existentialist, a nihilist, a hedonist, a humanist, an agnostic, an atheist, all across the board. But one thing is absolutely unchanging. That is the nature of God. That is the Word of God. It's eternal. And I want you to know something, that even, listen, millions involved in conspiracy, they are looking towards this concept of Antichrist, the apocalypse. And listen, in the eschatology, from the Greek word eschatos, meaning the final or the last or the end. Now that's going to be used in the book of 1 John in chapter 2, where we have the only recording of the actual name Antichrist. Now what's recorded there is Antichristos. And if you want to read this, you can simply go to 1 John, the book of 1 John. Listen, if you're listening to many talk shows out there across the land and you're hearing about this, and I listen to some of the, people that are household names around the world, and they're not believers in Christ, but they believe that this Antichrist is coming. They believe that a wicked globalism and a one world order, everybody's talking about that. I mean, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of England, all throughout Europe, and the United Nations, the UN, I mean, they're bent on this. And so many of you in Europe already understand and feel that what Alvin Toffler called the Messiah complex. And if you're Muslim, you know that the scholars are talking about, the 12th Imam. They're talking about the Mahdi. If you're, listen, a New Ager, deep entrenched, you know that Alice Bailey, guided by the Tibetan, talks about the world teacher, maybe some followers of Benjamin Krim and the Maitreya. But I want you to hear that the Spirit of God, infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, has painted the picture, has given the most and the accurate information, not only on the radical, the origins of radical evil and the nature of radical evil and the methodology of radical evil, but the agenda, the reason the world seems to be going to hell, so to speak, is that there is a simple revelation of Scripture that speaks about the ramping up of dark presence into the world, affecting politics and the military and the minds and the hearts of men and women. And when that spiritually toxic presence manifesting into the world around us continues to emerge and eventually going to explode, there will be corresponding catastrophic events in politics, in military, in lives, in behavior, in literally reactions of the earth. Signs, wonders. I mean, listen, we're talking now earthquakes, tectonic plates shifting, volcanoes. We're talking about the physical world being part of the evidence of the ramping up of dark spiritual presence in the world around us. And the more of that manifestation will bring more catastrophic events, and eventually, with the rise of Homo Satanus, we will come to the point of the the greatest destruction of human life. So you've already maybe heard the session I've done on the reasons why we should know. Listen, I think military powers should engage this, kings of the earth. And I want to tell you why kings of the earth and military leaders should know this more than anybody. Because you are the number one targets of supernatural deception, seduction, and the dark powers are seeking places of rule and places of power for the future act. The Antichrist is not coming, may I say it this way, for nothing. He's coming for world rule, world domination. He's coming for the ultimate endgame of Revelation 19:19. And if you don't understand that, and the process that we are in right now for him to reach that, then you're going to just look at the world as perplexing and crazy, and that this is the planet you want to get off of. Or you might end up buying into the counterfeit New Age spirituality that promises an age of peace, an age of Aquarius, which is the counterfeit to the coming millennia of that when the Prince of Peace returns and the end of wars. Now listen, there is going to be an end to evil and an end to wars and an end to bloodshed and an end of racism and nations fighting nations. There will come a time where this will absolutely end, but it won't be by the hands of sinful, finite humanity or of the finite, dark, and seducing spirituality of a fallen cherub. It will come from the infinite hand of God in the return of Jesu Christu. Don't forget, he's called the Antichrist. Not the anti-Buddha, the anti-Muhammad, not the anti-Quetzalcoatl. We're dealing with the Antichrist. And my speculation is that he lives on the earth right now. The powers of darkness have brought the hybrid connection, the counterfeit incarnation. There was a birth. And now we have the concept of Satan in human flesh, thus Homo Satanus. In this session, we're going to look at not just the concept of his arrival to the world means the last hour, I mean the last 7 years alone, but we're going to deal with that from 2,000 years ago and the death, the resurrection, ascension of Christ, the great work of Christ and the reaching of the world, that there is a countering of the work of God. If Satan's not trying to preempt the work of God, counterfeit the work of God, destroy the work of God, he will seek sometimes to preempt and to replace. And literally, when you say the word Antichrist, anti in the Greek, anybody can study it. It means more than just opposed. It means the idea of replacement, instead of. So we're talking about someone that's going to come to the world. Alice Bailey's, you know, ascended masters, the demonic side, have spoken and said that this Antichrist will be considered the world teacher. And so the world, at first, in shambles and in chaos and anarchy, when he has his apocalypse, his unveiling to the world, will seem to be the Savior. So I want you to understand, he's going to come, as you see in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, as the instead of Christ. He's going to come, become the one that looks like he's saving the world and looks like he's saving politics and military and nations and the economic and the environmental. And he looks like he's bringing peace to the world. Little does everybody know that he has set up the tragic chaos and loss of life. He has set up everything to only sabotage, seduce, deceive the world. And I pray to God right now that you are not one of those who have the precursors of doctrines of demons, of finite spirits, the precursors of counterfeit spirituality that will literally mesmerize your soul, your spirit, your brain into the reception of the most lethal character in human history. Oh, yes, he'll be the most supernatural. At first, he'll be the most spectacular. Similar to Hitler, but making Hitler look like a shoeshine boy. He seeks not to save a nation, but in causing collapse and anarchy and bloodshed and war in the world, he will then come to put a stop to what he has started to become to the world and instead of Savior. Now my question in the providence of God is, whatever nation you are downloading this from, in China, in Russia, in Switzerland, in Sweden, in Finland, in the Czech Republic, in Bangalore, India, Manila, it doesn't make any difference, Barcelona, Spain, and down in Costa Rica, and down in Brazil, wherever you're downloading this, we're now talking about globalism. We're talking about your nation. We're talking about your life. We're talking about your people that are living around you. And if you're a politician listening by the providence of God, you're targeted. You're targeted by the dark side. There's going to be such supernatural pressure. There's going to be laws enacted, pressures put on the world to move to globalism. But the globalism will not break the barrier or unite or come to be until literally, listen, a rebellion, a great revolt. In my words, all hell breaking loose that will force your nation and force your politics and your military into conceding authority and sovereignty so that there can be a saving. There's a new idea, a new brilliance seemingly on the table, globalism. So whatever nation you're listening from, and if you're into politics or if you're a military soldier, the primary targets are you. The dark, seductive presence is you. And in the future, there will be the mother of all rituals. Study it, please. Revelation 16. When powerful demonic presence, spiritual presence, will strike the kings of the earth, the political and military leaders, with supernatural and seductive powers. Now that mother of all rituals, which I'll speak on in a later session, has not yet occurred. It's found in Revelation 16 and involves the end of the great tribulation period. The Hey Thalipsis, Hey Magali, the great, the tribulation. It involves the end of the tribulation. But right now, precursors, planetary spiritual release. There has been local, there has been regional, there has been national, but we are now dealing with planetary release of powers predicted by the Spirit of God 2,000 years ago, enacted by hundreds of thousands of real Satanists and Luciferians that have brought infiltration to continents everywhere, specifically Europe and Britain and England and Canada and even Australia, unleashing powers in some of the most secretive rituals the world has ever, well, could ever conceive. Like in Ezekiel chapter 8, when those worshiping the dark powers and summoning the dark powers and releasing the dark powers, they were found in the city of God, hidden deep into the caves. And it was only the Spirit of God, the Lord Himself, that guided the prophet Ezekiel and gave him a supernatural hole into the substructure of active radical evil. In your cities, in your towns, there is a substructure, call it secret society, secret coven, those engaged with powers of darkness that even they don't realize they are but a Judas in process. They're summoning the powers, they're opening gateways, and the supernatural convergence of the new age has opened the atmosphere around us to that global brain, that global mind, that living conscious presence that so many are testing, experiencing, and believing in. It is nothing less than what God the Spirit has said in Ephesians 2. The prince of the power of the Eros, the dense atmosphere around the globe, he is supernaturally operative in those who do not have the indwelling of the Spirit of God, the blood of Christ, the authority. Now, if that's a strange thing to some of you listening, do you know why Jesus died on that cross? If you've never heard this before, he didn't die for himself, and he didn't die by accident. Finite fallen spirits will try to tell you that. They'll throw the concepts from what some of you call the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, the Collective Unconscious, the Great Universal, the Astral. They'll throw the perceptions, the involuntary feelings and thoughts into your head if you're willing to download them. But they run contrary consistently to the revealed Holy Spirit-given Word of God. And you got to make a choice. In the last hour, in the last segment of human history, one of the signs is the and the knowledge of the coming Antichrist. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, as you have heard, the scripture says, quote, as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. Now, we're going to focus right now on the fact of the many antichrists, the many, the poloi antichristos, the poloi antichristu. And this is the many. This is, this corresponds with the words of Jesus in Matthew 24. Now, this is where you've got to study. Jesus spoke this. Some 40, 50 years, some would say, before 1 John was written. Decades had gone by, and the Spirit of God guiding the Apostle John, who knew Jesus in a young age, a disciple, in whom the Spirit of God dwells. He heard the literal words of Jesus. Jesus promised, if you've never heard this, he promised the writers of Scripture that the Spirit of God would guide them. If you understand Spirit-led writings in the New Age, if you understand going to the Akashic Records and getting information or listening to spirits and hearing voices and everything else, then why can't you understand the Spirit of God, infinite Spirit of God, communicating and leading writings? Writings that are alive, writings that have power, literally have the very presence of God. And so I would urge you to study the scriptures given by the Spirit of God without any pretext. And just simply open up and read them and just say, God, speak to me. In Matthew 24, verse 5, Jesus says, decades before 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 is written, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. Many will come in my name. Before the cross, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the promise of return, Jesus says and warns. You've got to listen, if you're a believer in Christ, you've got to be saturated in these days with Matthew 24. If you want to know about the panoramic view that Jesus gave of the end of history and what we need to be prepared for and what's going to actually occur and what is occurring now, some 2,000 years later, You need to know Matthew 24. So please, study it and understand it and read it and know it, if not memorize it. It is the strategic intel of God giving us preemption before the very end of days and of the events, not only of God's events in the world, but exposure of the sequence of satanic evolution. New Agers, cult members, secret societies should all listen to the words of Jesus. Here's now Emmanuel. The angels know this is God in human flesh. The prophets know, the apostles know, the demons fear and know this is God in human flesh, Savior of the world, totally conceived, born, lived, died, rose. You got to understand something, my friends. Unlike anything, unparalleled, unprecedented, unequaled. There is a singularity from God in the revelation of God in human flesh. If you've never read John's Gospel chapter 1, in the beginning was the Logos, the reason for all existence, the intelligence behind everything. And the Logos was with, pros is the Greek word, was in personal relationship with God. And the Logos was, in perfect tense in the Greek, always has been God. And the Logos became flesh and dwelt for a while among us. He's not some cheap offer of the day. Not a rabbit's foot, not a Christ consciousness, not a psychic, not a teacher. He didn't go to India to learn from any gurus. He came as the infinite, eternal God in human flesh. Go ahead and look at him again. Go ahead and study him again. Go ahead and look at the reasons why he died on the cross. Jesus spoke these words in advance for all of us. For many will come in my name. Now, I would hate that if I'm out somewhere and I find somebody is out there using my name and doing things, using my name and stealing, using my name. The idea of stolen identity and using your credit card and getting into your bank and using your money and racking up things, that's horrific. That is horrible. But the spirits, the fallen ones, they don't play any mind to this. They are going to bring inspiration to those who are willing. I mean, why do you think that there are cult members and spiritual individuals that have said, hey, I'm the Christ, I'm a Christ, you're a Christ. Well, go all the way back into the early New Testament, and if you do any study at all, the Gnostics, the Docetics and the Cerinthians and others, the Gnostics that came 50 years later, 80 years later, began to write those in years later. All the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of James, and Mary, all these Gnostic writings have one thing in common. They deny the deity. They deny that he's the Savior. They deny the incarnation. They deny the work of the cross. They deny the possibility of salvation and personally knowing God. They deny everything that the Scripture from Old to New Testament has unveiled. And there's not a Gnostic that I've read or new Gnostic of today that has evolved to deity, that has become a Christ, or that can say they know God. Many spiritual experiences, very typical of New Age. In the New Age, there is the Christos, the Christ consciousness. Is that what you really want? Do you really believe that you are going to become the Christ? Do you know anybody that has become the Christ? Do you know anybody who has evolved? Those that are listening to the waves of spiritual communication predicted 2,000 years ago, That is the very core of Luciferian doctrine, the promise to humanity of a spiritual evolution in elitist knowledge taking you to deity. Those words spoken in the garden, check it out, Genesis 3, never occurred. Never occurred. Not only did it never occur, it can't occur. I've said it before, and I want you to calculate the fact that the finite cannot evolve and become infinite. So the concept that we're going to evolve to new spiritual levels, homo nautigus, homo lumos, homo Christos, is all part of what the fallen angels, these cosmocrators, this is part of the spiritual communication of the ancient fallen cherub. It's never occurred, cannot occur, will not occur. And Jesus says that it's deception. Jesus says that there will be many that will come in my name. And what's the reason for that? They're going to come saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. You can read this in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 22. When the Word of God says, 2,000 years ago, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. Yes, they'll be conceived in the sense of their spiritual engagement by dark spirits. Yes, they will have supernatural powers. Yes, they will speak supernaturally. Yes, they will unmanifest supernatural things. Yes, yes, yes. The Word of God, Jesus Himself, recognizes that there is real power on the devil's side, that there are counterfeit miracles, healings, signs, wonders. Sai Baba, Maitreya, many others can do these things. I've watched counterfeit signs, counterfeit giftings operate, done by finite spirits. And the counterfeit, two things are true. Number one, the counterfeit never comes from God. The counterfeit never can lead you to God, but is meant to move you away from God. The counterfeit will always be in contradiction to the revealed Holy Spirit-given Word of God. The counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, they'll point to false concepts of Christ, all of which have been de-deified. Can I use that word, de-deified? I don't care if you go to the Moonies, the Way International. I don't care if you go to any of the cults across the world today. If you go to the occult, if you go to Albert Pike, if you go to Manly Hall, if you go to Helena Blavatsky, if you go to Alice Bailey, if you go to any of the writers of the New Age. I don't care if you go to Eckhart Tolle and Oprah Winfrey and the writings that have been put out in the New Earth book. They have one thing in common. The denial of the deity of Christ, of the saving power of Christ, of the work of Christ on the cross. Why do you think that all of those speak the same message? And the Spirit of God who guided other writers, 40 other writers over 1,600 years from three continents using three languages, speaks the same message, that Messiah is coming, Emmanuel, God in human flesh will come, 700 years in advance. The resurrection, 1,000 years in advance. How things would occur when God in human flesh would come. So we have the Spirit of God speaking in absolute unison in the writings that He initiated and communicating. The angels of God all are in sync with that and proclaim and defend that. The demon spirit. But the seducing spirits, finite spirits, fallen angels, under the tutelage and directives of a supernatural but fallen cherub speaks in one language also. They reframe and discount the real Christ, and the concept of de-deifying him is found in all that literature. The concept of promising you or the world an evolution through elitist secretive knowledge and spiritual initiations to deification is everywhere. Everywhere. But you can read in Helena and Alice and David Spangler and across the board. Even Eckhart Tolle influencing millions through Oprah Winfrey in absolutely perverting the teachings of the Word of God, and aggressively so, and presenting that you are the Christ, that you are God, that you are to become aware of the divine within, which is the old spirits of Hinduism and pantheism. Really? Have they found the divine? Have you found anybody who read the book, The New Earth, being able to say, I am God, I am Christ, and literally live it? Has Oprah Winfrey, who's the number one promoter of that doctrine, become God in human flesh? Come on. The finite cannot lead to the infinite. Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago, for false Christs and false prophets, which Eckhart Tolle is. New Agers, I'm going to tell you this to check into it, get mad if you want, but Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and David Spangler and many of the other writers, including Barbara Marx Hubbard and Ferguson and many of the others, have spoken the message of the spirits, the fallen angels and the fallen cherub. There is a message. There is a spirituality. There is a power. But the message either gets housed in individuals that lead cults and groups and they proclaim they are the Christ, or that you can yourself become the Christ. There are millions of New Agers believing that they're going to become the Christ. Did you know that? And not one has. Even when I sat in the Theosophical Society listening to a man who for 40 years researched and went after extraterrestrial life, UFOs, but finally acknowledged that the most important thing is spirituality. And when I went to him after the meeting, after 40 years of his search, after him describing to me that he is being taught by masters in ascensions to become the Christ, I ask him in all his trying and in all those masters that are teaching him and in all that literature that he's reading, do you know anybody that has become God? Anybody that has become the Christ? And he shook his head, of course, no. I asked him if all this led him to know God personally. And he shook his head and said no. At an Arby's restaurant years ago, I engaged a man who was reading a book packed with spiritual concepts, esoteric spirituality. His name was Bill. He was 86 years old. He was a teacher, retired, and a student of spirituality all those days of his life. He discussed all the concepts and spirituality and principles. In the midst of all of it, I finally looked at Bill and I said, Bill, have you found what you are looking for? His jaws dropped, his eyes went sad and got watery. Bill shook his head, no. The demons will preoccupy. The demons will distract. The fallen, finite spirituality of the New Age, of cults, secret societies, earth-based religion, will all lead you further and further and further away from the living, personal Creator God of the Savior that died on a cross for you, and of the way home. They can't and won't lead you to God. They are not of God. They are opposed. So if some of the New Agers begin to find yourselves extremely critical of the Christ, the real Christ of heaven, history, Scripture, where does that feeling come from? The critical mass of Antichrist opposed to. Now you can read about it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that the Antichrist, when he comes, will oppose anything that is called God and exalt himself above anything and everything that is called God. So the many Antichrists will be similar. The many Antichrists, and even politicians who believe they have a Messiah complex, exhibit the spirit of many, polloi antichristus. Polloi antichristus. The spirit of replacing Christ. The spirits will teach replacement theology, replacement God, replacement Christ, replacement spirituality. Where has it led you? God wants to lead you home. God wants to lead you to knowable, personal, eternal relationship that leads to indestructible immortality and to face-to-face personal relationship in the end with God. The polloi behind everyone that has been since 2,000 years ago, all those through the 60s that erupted everywhere all over, with that second proliferation of occult literature in the United States came cult leaders, those claiming to be Christs, you know, those who were very charismatic and claimed to be God in human flesh. Now, that's what you can read about. For example, let's look at the Moonies. The Moonies were everywhere, you know, and collecting money, working 15 hours, 16 hours, 17, 18 hours a day. They have been the use of totalism, mind control, totally away from parents and family and friends and thinking, and engaged in serving under spiritual guidances someone by the name of Sun Myung Moon. Out of Korea, rejected the real Christ, had visions and spiritual experiences, and believed that he is the Christ. Now, he wasn't conceived of by the Spirit of God. He's not a sinless man, clearly. Obviously, he's been cast out of the United States for his unethical financial dealings. But he seems to have attracted a million, some say up to 3 million followers. I met some of these Moonies. I was a student at Malone College, and I was walking home to my apartment. And I watched a young man going from house to house, and the door would open, and he would start to sing a song to people and say that he was part of some kind of international youth project, collecting money. So I decided to go back and act like my shoe was untied. I reached down to tie my shoe over just so I could engage the guy, and he walked up. And I asked him what he was doing, and he talked about this great youth thing and this project and raising money, and he was going on. He had those glazed over eye looks. And I began to talk to him about Christ, and he was encountered, and he began to say, well, I'm a Moonie, and I follow Sun Myung Moon. And he was beginning to get nervous, and a Korean woman came over from across the street, a leader in the Unification Church. She engaged me. She began to talk about Sun Myung Moon. She began to talk about what he is and what he's doing and everything else. She even handed me the booklet, The Divine Principle. All the these writings that even include the use of, you're allowed to use what they called heavenly deception, to lie to people in order to bring them in. She didn't know that I knew this already. And in the conversation, I finally asked the Korean Moonie, following Sun Myung Moon, I said, here's Jesus Christ, and I explained and kind of gave a little message about him, who he is, and here's Sun Myung Moon. Who is better? She looked at me, got a smile on her face. She said, "Oh, Jesus is good." And then with almost tears in her eyes, glazed over look, she said, "But Sun Myung Moon, He is the Savior. He says He's the Christ. Has He gone to a cross, or has He asked His followers to go to the crosses? Does He live in financial luxuries, as the Maharishi Yogi did in his Rolls Royces, as he skimmed the money off of all those individuals, as he had sex with all those women, as he claimed to be an incarnation of God, as he claimed to give them, quote, spirituality, and he gave them mantras to chant, gods, demon gods to chant, only to seduce them and take their money and become rich himself? The Maitreya that Benjamin Krim, who is loaded and packed with spiritual evil presence, is promoting. Now, I don't believe the Maitreya is the Antichrist, but he is one of the many, the Poloi Antichristu. And we've gone from localities now to the proclamation of a global Maitreya, Buddhistic foundations that even have hints of Hinduism. But the Maitreya is said in the pictures and on the websites, and Benjamin Krim is declaring that he's done miracles and that he's done all these things and all these appearances and so forth. I don't know if he has or not. Jesus and the Word of God says that there will become individuals loaded with demonic powers that will have this spirit of Antichrist and declare themselves to be the Christ, and even do supernatural signs and wonders. And it will only increase until the time of the false prophet, who will do untold supernatural miracles to deceive. To deceive all those millions upon millions of New Agers in the world around us, and those who are religious but not born of the Spirit of God. What are you going to do when greater deception unleashes itself? Unprecedented supernatural deception. So you have the New Age, you have the UFO Galactic Christ, you have the Oprah Winfrey, Eckhart Tolle, You Are the Christ, you have the Maitreya, you have Jimmy Jones that led hundreds of people to Jonestown. And a man in my area, a victim of satanic ritual abuse and mind control, a federal officer's wife we were working with kept being becoming, you know, she was just missing it for days at a time, said that someone named Kaino, that was a coven name of a deep, dark, satanic, very perverse, perverted coven. So I prayed and prayed and prayed for that supernatural to find someone that I'm being told about but have never met. By the providence of God, by the Spirit of God, who is infinite, by the way, and knows, led me. I stopped my car, got out of my car, looked at the man with the turban and the spirit stick. I yelled his name, the coven name that nobody's supposed to know, Kaino! He looked over at me. You know what I did? I told him to quit messing with the federal officer's wife. I gave her name, which I won't hear. And he asked who I was, and I told him, and immediately became angry. And I said, "I'm going to pray for you." He became even more angry, and he began to walk away. He left. I went straight over to the victim's apartment. The telephone rang. A friend picked up the phone, and it was Kaino calling in the apartment of the federal officer's wife, who was a victim of satanic ritual abuse. He claimed he didn't know her. I took the phone. I said, "Kaino, this is Russ. I just met you on the street. You are doing horrific and perverted and evil things, and you need to stop." He laughed. "Ha ha ha," he said. "Russ," that was his voice, "Russ, I want to give you the mind of Christ. If you will bow down to me, you will know that I am God." He began to quote scripture in the book of 1 John, but angling it piece by piece, declaring that he was Christ in human flesh, that I should bow down and worship him, and that if I would bow down and worship him, he would impart to me spiritual presence that would cause me to realize that he was the Christ in human flesh. This is the Kaino that was forcing a woman in satanic ritual to have sex with numerous people, including animal blood sacrifices. This is a man that was so drunk one night when we went to his house with his gun in his hand in his pocket. Demonized, charged rings and amulets all over him. Laughing. Still proclaiming that he was Christ in human flesh. You hear what I'm saying in this session? The spirits are out there guiding people without the Spirit of God, without the Spirit of Christ, without salvation, that they don't know God. Haven't we heard the scripture in Ephesians 2 that says, the prince of the power of the eros, the immediate atmosphere, the spirit who is now at work, the Greek word meaning supernaturally operative, inside and upon those who do not have the Spirit of God. He can mislead you. He can guide you. He can bring other spirits to you. He can coordinate a satanic synchronicity to give you experiences, to bring some level of supernatural experience to somewhat lead you to think that you have the evidences that you are now in touch with spiritual entities, that you are now going to become a Christ yourself. And that is the core foundational Luciferian doctrine, spiritually lethal. That lie is like the lie that led one-third of the angels to defect from God and disintegrate into pure evil. That lie is like the lie given in the beginning of the human race that led to this trail of tears, sin, death, and even hell itself. You know what I'm going to ask you? What are you going to do in a world where there is ploy antichristo, many antichrists? For those who are believers in Christ, studying the scriptures and knowing Matthew 24 and knowing the scriptures as a whole, knowing what the Word of God says concerning this incredible, this absolute incredible deception, unprecedented from the beginning of the world till now. Listen, I want to tell you right now that this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. If you're new to this, and new to me, and new to this ministry, just go to shatterthedarkness.net, and a lot of stuff. You got to take your time. It's going to bring you a lot of things. But I know one thing for sure, and I'm going to testify to you that I know the living Christ who died on the cross 2,000 years ago, rose from the dead, ascended, has come into my heart like millions around the world. God has a message that He loves you, that the death of Christ, He did something for you. The dark spirits, Satan's going to ask the Satanists and Luciferians, he's going to ask you for your blood and sacrifice others' blood. Has he ever fulfilled his promises? Come on. The power of that deception is there. But God can break that. Christ can break that. There is an authority that can bring you out. I've seen Satanists turn to the living Christ, Hindus and Buddhists and Wiccans and New Agers and even those who said they were Druids and others. From someone that once sat in a temple seeking to get to the ascended masters and leave my body and go to the great universal, to read anything on the occult level, I experienced the powers and all these things until the message that I'm saying to you right now of the living Christ and His power and His love for you is real, and God is reaching out to you, and God does want you, and God has made a way that you can have His presence and His power. Jesus has brought a spiritual revelation in John's Gospel, chapter 7. I would ask that New Agers would go to it, and those that are agnostics and whatever your background is, go to it. Jesus says, in the midst of a seeking religious people, a festival, a celebration, He stood up as God in human flesh, and He said these words, "I tell you the truth, whoever believes in Me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow rivers of the..." Listen, He was referring to, read it, the power of the Spirit of God. The very presence of God would come into your life. Can I tell you right now, God is wanting to come into your life. The truth is coming to set you free. Whosoever calls on the name of the living Christ. Now, you might be... Listen, if you're believing Alice Bailey, if you're believing the Maitreya, if you're believing, you know, New Age principles, if you're believing Eckhart Tolle, let me tell you something right now. If you believe in the Dadake of the demons, they'll come. They'll give you experiences. They'll bring a blinding to your mind. But I'll tell you something else. They will never and can't lead you to God. Jesus, who died on the cross and shed His blood, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God loves you, my friend. Come to the living Christ, my friend. Turn your life over to Him now. If you need any help in this, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Contact information is there. Contact me. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you read these scriptures and you know it is the last hour, many antichrists are all around. You need to know the truth and live in the power of God. You need to express the authority of Christ, Luke chapter 10, against the demonic, and unleash the powerful gospel, good news. Let the Holy Spirit use your life. Listen, the Spirit of God is operating in the world to lead and seek everyone. But we're also living in a world where the ramping up of the fallen spirits have come. And by the hundreds of thousands and millions, they have come to persuade the world and lead them to counterfeit Christ's claims, moving them all the more towards this Luciferian globalism. It's about the loss of eternal life. It's about stealing. Jesus said concerning the dark powers, they come to steal, kill, and destroy. I pray by the power of the Spirit of God, and right now the providence of God, He will engage the man or the woman listening now. Come to the Christ who lives and lived for you, died for you, seeks to come into your life with the infinite presence of the Spirit of God. He's waiting. Whosoever comes, calls, receives. Read it in the Gospel of John, chapter 1.